Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to On Point Live right here from the CRN studios here in Chatsworth, California. Hi, everybody. I'm Vince Ferragamo, former Super Bowl and Los Angeles Rams quarterback, and alongside me, my buddy and for a long time is a 20-year NFL Hall of Famer and great guy, Jackie Slater. Jackie, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. You could have also said, well, this was a guy that kept a lot of people off my rear end.
That's what I definitely could have said, man. I'm telling you.
We had a lot of fun, didn't we, Vince?
Oh, boy, I tell you, legendary guys. Man, we got another legendary star coming up, Jackie, here in a few minutes.
Do we ever.
Both you guys, you know, 20 years playing.
Wow.
He coached 40 years.
Unbelievable. And, you know, unbelievable. And you know what? He's got a unique story, Vince, to share with us about him getting making his team there at the Raiders and all. I mean, I got a picture of him perhaps in that game against our old teammate Mike Fanning that has him all squared up. But he didn't, ironically, you're going to find this out, he didn't make the team running with the football. He made the team in a different
special
way.
Special teams, right? Yeah, he'll tell us about it. I'm sure he'll tell us about it. But, Jackie, you know what? This is delightful today because we're just experienced a great weekend. It was Mother's Day weekend. You know, we had a lot of fun. What'd you do this weekend? Well, you have a good time with Annie?
Well, first of all, I had a fantastic brunch. In fact, it was so fantastic. I ate so much that I'm not feeling so well. I'm not feeling so well today. I kind of overdid it, Vince, but it was a delightful day, beautiful day down at Dana Point there. And, didn't get as much sun as you did. Man, of course, I didn't need it.
I was in Newport Beach, Jackie, right on the sand.
I know. Oh, I can tell.
My wife was out there with her book reading.
I know. And you were out there just getting burnt. I bet your cheeks are aching like
weekend.
You wouldn't believe right
you
now.
Know, man, it was hot in Southern California this past week. Wow. We had a good time out there.
It was nice.
And, you know, maybe that's the reason why our cohort, Mike Horn, is not with us today. Maybe he had too much deal over the weekend.
I got a funny feeling because Michael, he can really enjoy a meal. You know? He's always trying to drag us off the roof, Chris Steakhouse or some other place where he's doing his shows. And that's probably what he did.
We got Corey Marino with us today, but we want to tell our viewers back at home to visit our website, onpointlive.net. Also, check out our podcast, On Point Live, with Vince and Jackie. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram on .point.live. And Corey can feed us in on our sponsors. You know, we have Harmony Cheese sponsor, harmony.cheese.com. So don't forget to check out the best cheese in the world. And if you need to contact us, Corey, you can fill them in.
Yeah, you just go on to CRN Talk at crntalk.com, or you can go On Point at crntalk.com. And we can go to their YouTube page at On Point Live with Vince and Jackie, and it's a great day. And we're on at Sports Byline on CRN2 at 8 to 9 PST. And we'll be right back, you guys.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste, from the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. Football is won in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built.
Well, welcome back to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie, and we're so excited and honored to bring on our next guest. And I think for a thorough introduction, we got to have Corey formally introduce our next guest. Corey, so why don't you take it over?
Well, thank you so much. We have the man, the myth, the legend, Terry Robiskie. He's a former football player and a coach. He was raised in Louisiana, where he started as a quarterback, but he was like, that's not for me. That's just for people like Vince. And he went and started... He started as a running back, and where he went to LSU, and he set multiple rushing records and was honored with all SEC honors. And he played five seasons in the NFL with the Oakland Raiders and the Miami Dolphins before, unfortunately, injuries kind of ended his career a little too early. And then the mainstay was over almost 40-something years in coaching. And he's one of the most respected veteran coaches of all time, and that was reflected in his winning of the inaugural Award of Excellence by the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yep. And he began his coaching career with the Raiders in 1982 and became their offensive coordinator and led them to Super Bowl 18 victory, which you can't say much more about. It's just tremendous. And he went on to coach the Redskins, he went on to be part of the coaching staff of the Redskins, the Browns, the Dolphins, the Falcons, the Jaguars, the Bills, and the Titans, which I ended up looking at, and he coached over a quarter of the league, which is amazing.
It is.
And he's coached Hall of Famers. He's coached stars. He's been coached by Hall of Famers. He's an amazing man. We're pleasure to have him on today.
Terry, over four decades. That's unbelievable. And it's so great to have you on the show. Both Jackie and I really appreciate you coming on with us. And first, let me ask you the first question and I got to jog your memory because we go way back to our college days. You and I came out of school the same year back in 1986.
Nervous, that's all.
Was it 19? What year was it? I forget.
1976.
That's what it was. Man, decades are flying by. Just getting old.
1976 was my rookie year, and you came the following year.
We played in Death Valley, Jackie, and Terry was the first LSU running back to rush over 1,000 yards in a season. And in that game, Terry, I don't know if you recall that. That was down in Death Valley. We were lucky to get alive without getting buried alive there in that stadium. And we could never get the ball back. You guys controlled the ball. It was a 6-6 tie. What do you remember from that game?
That's exactly what I remember. We played hard. We were underdogs. We played hard. And, man, we fought our butt off. We just went as long as we could go. And at the end of the day, however it came about, but at the end of the day, it was a 6-6 tie. Wow. And for some reason, I'll never forget it. We walked out of there thinking, man, that was a win. You know, that was a win. And, yeah. You know, lo and behold, we played the whole night, beat up, banged up, bruised up, two field goals, and 6-6 tie. But like I said, we left the game feeling like we had won the game. So it was just a crazy deal. And I remember it like yesterday.
Boy, that was one wild game. I tell you that, you know, so many great players, and you guys were just so just structured and just so tough, right? And, you know, A.J. Dewey, some great players, and Jackie probably remembers that big defensive tackle. But I do recall that game. But, you know, the thing about you were always adaptable in whatever you did. And, you know, you started as a quarterback, which I played in high school, but then you moved right to running back. What was that transition like?
Well, for me, it was easy to be able to do it back then, Vince, for the simple reason, you know, I had started as quarterback in high school. I tell everybody, my little high school down on the river, down on the bayou, my little high school was only 400 students, and it went from 8th grade to 12th. So I had an extra year, but I was a starting quarterback for my high school in 8th grade, and I did it for 5 years, and for the 5 years I was there, we only had two coaches. We had a head coach and assistant coach, just two. And I coached the offense. And as the quarterback, you know, all we did was ran the ball. I tell people, you know, I guess I was like Lamar Jackson. People said, Terry, you crazy. It wasn't like that. But anyway, I was like Lamar. We just ran that thing, man, ran it. If we threw 12 passes a game, we threw a lot. So I was a running quarterback. So when I went to LSU, it was a no-brainer. You know, they decided, hey, we'll move you over and you'll be a running back for us and you'll play. And the head coach said, hey, if you sit here and play and you play long enough, you'll do a lot of good things for us. And hopefully we can win a lot of games. So I moved right in the first day I got there. You know, I moved in. And, of course, I was allowed that way to play as a freshman. I became one of the first freshmen to play. I scored a touchdown, the first freshman to score a touchdown. And
just a lot of firsts.
It was just a lot of firsts that came and it was a good move, and it worked out fantastic. It was
a good move, and it makes a lot of sense.
Well, Terry, you know, this is what I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at your bio, and I'm thinking to myself, now, Terry's a big guy. I'm a big guy. Terry, help me understand what happened to you. Had two sons. Both of them were wide receivers, and then you had one son that was a center. You had three sons. Both of them wide receivers, and one son that was a center. I had two sons. Yes. One was a wide receiver, and the other was a defensive lineman. Where did we go wrong? What happened?
I guess that's the thing you try to understand. And I said at the end of the day, the fact that, you know, like you said, I was one of them bigger guys. One of them had to take after his mom. One had to take after his dad. The fat one took after me. The one that liked to eat and drink and eat and drink and eat and drink. That's the one I tell everybody took after me. And at the end of the day, he became a 300-pound offensive lineman.
Right, that's
his way, that position.
That's what happens. That's pretty much the same way it worked at my house, because my son David, he has my appetite, and if you saw him, you would know that's Jackie's son. You know, right there.
That's exactly what it is.
Exactly
what it is. The other two wide receivers, you know, them wide receivers, man, you know, them wide receivers, unbelievable. They all got to be the pretty boy. They got to look good. Comb their hair. The other two took right after their mom. You know, they got to watch what they eat. Eat healthy. They don't want to eat this. They don't eat that. No. That middle one, he grew up eating red bean and rice. Red bean and rice. Give it to me, baby. Let's go.
That's the truth. I had three daughters, Terry, the same thing. No, none of them are the same. They're all different. They have their own different.
They're all different. They're all different. All different mindset. Personalities.
It's
all different,
amazing.
Appetites.
Eat different.
Absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely.
So Terry, let me ask you this now. When I thought of having you on as our guest, I want this to be an epic, another epic podcast. I mean, there's so much wisdom inside you that I want our listeners to hear for their kids, for their families. I mean, you've just been a role model for so many of us in so many ways. And, you know, I know that just some of this is probably the way you were raised, but you were exposed to some really unique and interesting people. You know, you played football under three Hall of Fame coaches during your professional career. You played under John Madden, you played under Tom Flores, and you played under Don Shula. Now, share with us, if you can, what were the things that you picked up from these three very, very interesting gentlemen?
Well, you know, that's true what you're saying, Jackie, on those three guys, three of the greatest coaches, you know, greatest coaches of all time.
Of all time.
But I always tell people, I don't ever leave out the greatest one. The greatest coach was Al Davis.
Was Al Davis. I'm going to get to Mr. Davis. I'm going to get to Mr. Davis.
Yeah. I worked for him, and I got drafted by him, you know. But at the same time, I think it's really, really interesting. And it's really interesting, it all played itself out, Jack, is those three coaches, like we talked about our three sons, those three coaches were so different. They were so different. And they all were the same in their belief. You know, we got to do this, do this. We're going to win. They wanted to win and desire to win. They're the same. But when it came to how they were going about it, how they was going to get it done and what the theory was, what the philosophy was, they were so different. It was unbelievable. Coach Shula did every single thing he did by intimidation, by fear, by leading with the golden fist. And Coach Shula was that guy that's going to pound you in the head and MF you and jump on your back and chew you out and MF. Coach Shula did everything he could to make you win by intimidation to you. Everything he did, everything he did was just with the iron fist. You know what I mean? You couldn't chew gum in the meeting room. Coach Shula went crazy.
Terry has so much to say. It's so enlightening, Terry. Everything you have to bring to the table. But we're going to take a quick break here, Jackie. We first have to plug our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com, right, Jackie?
Absolutely. Hold that thought, Terry. Be right back with you. Want to hear exactly what you're saying and then some.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Well, welcome back to On Point Live, Jackie. We're interviewing Terry Robiskie,
one of the greatest
coaches probably ever
played. One of the greatest coaches of all times, and yeah. Vince, in my opinion, and all you got to do is just look at the people that he worked with, look at the people that he tutored, look at the people that the success that these men had underneath him, and everybody likes him. I've never heard a person say one bad word against Terry Robiskie. It's all positive, and everybody seemed to love this guy. Now, Terry, you were just telling us about Don Shula and his intimidating presence. Finish up that thought.
Yes, and that's the thing I said about Coach Shula. You know, Coach Shula, you're never going home to dinner with him. Don't ever you sit there thinking about, oh, yeah, we have a nice family dinner. You know, never. Coach Shula ain't taking you. It ain't going to happen. You know what I mean? And then the other side of it is John Madden. Everything John did was with love. John Madden, you know, he got mad and he might yell at you and he might raise his voice. But at the end of the day, John Madden was always going to pat you on the back. John Madden was going to make sure you had, you know, a shirt on your back. He made sure if you're hungry, you need something to eat. John Madden did it all through love. John wanted you to feel like, you know, we going to war. We're going to fight this battle. And you know what, Coach? He didn't want you to feel like you was behind him, you got his back. He wanted you to feel like you were going to get out front and you were going to fight for him and you were going to defend him. And I tell everybody in the world, you know, I played for John when he was in Oakland, and we spent a lot of time in San Francisco. And I tell everybody, if John Madden had told me, Terry, I need you to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge for us to win the Super Bowl, I would have jumped. I had to take my shoes off first, but I would have jumped, you know. Wow. John Madden did it all through love. Wow. And I think the thing, everything that I know about him and everybody I know with him, we all would die for John Madden.
Wow.
And give him that love back. Wow. Tom Flores, Tom was a straight up family man, but Tom Flores was that receiver. He was that quarterback in that receiver body. He was a good looking guy, tall guy. But Tom was a finesse guy. Everything with Tom was going to outsmart everybody. He was going to out finesse them. He was going to trip them. He was going to trick him. He was going to make it happen. You know what I mean? But Tom wasn't trying to punch nobody in the mouth. Wasn't trying to bloody nobody's nose. You know, things John talked about doing, Tom wouldn't even dream of doing.
Is that right?
They all had their ways of motivating and getting you to play and getting it done the best way. So the thing I love about it all was that over my 40 years of coaching, there's times and days I found myself being every one of them. Mm-hmm. There's times that I had to be Tom Flores. There was times I had to be John Madden, which was most of the time. And there was times I had to be Don Shula. And I think when I look back at it, each one of those techniques that I learned from all three of those guys, I've used them on certain guys. And some of those guys are in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Everyone I used from all of them, it worked.
Wow.
And I love them all for it. And I think it's the greatest thing in the world for me. And that's one question I've always stopped and asked America. How could I have worked for and played for three or four of the greatest minds in the history of professional football? And how could I have been with all them guys who spent time? Them three, four guys, I bet you, has been involved in as many as 12 to 15 Super Bowls.
Wow.
And how could I have spent so much time with those guys, and yet I didn't learn enough to become a head coach or just get an opportunity to be a head coach? That's always bothered me, but it just wasn't meant to be. Wow. I do know this. That I have spent half of my career, a quarter of my career, with some of the greatest minds in the history of professional football. Nobody can ever take that away.
Nobody.
That'll never leave.
Nobody.
Nobody could ever take that away, I promise you.
And you know, Terry, as Vince and I were doing our research and looking into your career and the people that you have worked with and some of the things that has occurred during your career, we wonder, how was it that a guy like this didn't get those opportunities? I mean, there were lesser known guys popping up all around you that was getting those same opportunities, and we were flabbergasted. Just could not believe.
But you know something, Jackie, too, in the respect that he had for John Madden. And when his rookie season, when he was trying to make the team, his parents came out. They had to take the bus all the way from Louisiana to Southern California. Terry, that was a beautiful story you told earlier, and about you having to go see the coach, bring your playbook, you know, and go see the coach. You thought, my days are over here. And he had a letter for you. Explain that letter he had real quick before Jackie asks another question.
The thing that happened on that was, basically, like you said, is my mom, my dad, and my aunt. But my parents had always been to every game I had ever played, high school, Pop Warner. They'd been to every game, never missed one. Mm-hmm. My last game with the Raiders, I'm going to get cut probably after the game Thursday night. We're playing the Rams in the Coliseum. My mama said, we're coming out. We want to see it. They're coming from New Orleans to Los Angeles to watch the game. They came out. They watched the game. My mama kissed John, told him, thanks. Appreciate you for having Terry.
That's awesome.
But she told John. John said, well, how was your flight? She said, we didn't get a flight. We caught a Greyhound bus. 3 days we was on the bus to come out and watch this game. He couldn't believe it. The next day I go in, John says, hey, Terry, take this envelope, get out of my office. I'll see you later. I thought he cut me because he told me to come in and bring my playbook. I thought I was cut. When I opened up the envelope he gave me in front of his secretary, she said, open it. Let me look at it. Open up the envelope. It was 3 airplane tickets that John had bought for my parents to go back home. He didn't want them on the Greyhound bus going back to New Orleans. And he turned around and looked at me and he said, any man whose parents could ride a Greyhound bus for 3 days to come watch their son play in the preseason, that kid's got to be on my team. Terry, you got to make my team. That's how I ended up making the team. It was the most unbelievable
thing. It's a family, Terry. You know, it's a family. That's how it works.
Yes, it is.
That's how it works.
And that is a strong testament to the type of heart that John Madden had. Big, burly guy and all of the bravado when he was doing his broadcasting and coaching on the sideline, but he had a heart.
He had a
very special heart. Now, Terry, one thing that you and I have in common is that we both started our coaching under the great Al Davis. You know, Terry, I was there under Art Shale for 1 year as the assistant offensive line coach there under Al Davis. Uh-huh. And I sat in the meeting rooms while he conducted personnel meetings, when he conducted team meetings and stuff, and his heart was driven for the Raiders to be successful. His heart was driven towards the players being successful. He cared about those players that he thought were going to help him win. And, you know, one of my biggest disappointments, I told Vince this earlier, one of my biggest disappointments was I had never coached anybody before, and I didn't know what I was doing. And I wasn't able to make a contribution to helping that football team win like I really wanted to. Talk to me a little bit about how Al Davis, you were fortunate enough to be inexperienced and then to be there with him for 12 years and grow under him. Talk to me about how Al Davis helped you grow and mature as a coach.
Jack and Vince, I'll tell you guys again, coming from that little bayou town, going to LSU, you know, one of the largest white universities in the country at the time, because my high school was all black. Went to LSU, set this record, set that record, all MVP, SEC, all the MVP, SEC, all that stuff, set all those records. And then I come up for the draft and I don't get drafted. Mm. And then the first day I didn't get drafted. The second day I said, oh, hell with it. I'm not going to play. I don't want to do it. I done broke all these records. I get a phone call from a guy named Al Davis. He had gone to his office and called me in the private. And he said, I'm going to take you. He said, there's some people in the building don't want me to take you, but Terry, I'm going to take you because there's something I believe in you. And that's the greatest thing that ever happened to me in my football career and in my life. When I left my family in Louisiana and I drove to Oakland, California, and I met a guy named Al Davis, Jackie, is the greatest single thing that ever happened to me as a person, as a human being, as a man, and certainly as a football person. Al Davis took me under his wing and molded me to be the person I am. And I'll tell you, this happened. I went out there and I played my butt off for him. And like you said, I got hurt. After I got hurt, my career got cut short. When my career got cut short, they decided they had to cut me. He told Tom Flores, who's now the head coach, I'm going to cut him. I brought him here. I'm going to cut him. he called me in his office and he said, I got to cut you. I got to let you go, man. You got hurt. You can't get well. I'm going to cut you. I'm going to let you go. He said, but look in my eyes. I'm going to tell you something. He said, look in my eyes. I'm going to tell you something. I looked at him. He says, you and I will work together again. Terry, if you stick with me, Al Davis, I'm going to make you a promise. I will make you one of the greatest coaches to ever coach. He said, you'll be a Hall of Famer one day. Stick with me. It's going to happen when I bring you back. And then 2 years later, he hired me back and brought me back. And like you said, Jackie, everything I did from that day forward, Al Davis took me under his wing and trained me to be the man I am. And lo and behold, that thing he told me about being one of the greatest and one day being a Hall of Fame coach, I am in the Hall of Fame today. Yeah, I'm absolutely in the Hall of Fame. And I'm not in the Hall of Fame because I was never Jackie Slater. I wasn't going to play 20 years and I wasn't the greatest player. But I'm in the Hall of Fame because I became one of the best coaches that they told me. I became one of the best coaches that's ever coached the game. And it was all because of that vision that guy Al Davis had.
Unbelievable.
And nobody else in the world could have drafted me and did what that man did for me.
That's an amazing story, Terry, because it shows your conviction and about what mentoring really happens and how it affects people. You know, you have a drive and tenacity, but it's something that's inbred in you, Terry. And I read an article once that you said, no man will ever outwork me. Obstacles are part of the future. I will deal with those. Yep. I will have put my head down. I will go to work and work until the day is done. And, you know, that's pretty much just capsulizes everything about the way you've run your whole entire life.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely. And Vince, that is me from day one mm-hmm. to day 1001. I don't care what it is. I don't care what the challenge is. I don't care what obstacle it is. I always tell people, I've heard it before, the obstacles I've gone through, the ones that's coming is nothing. The obstacles I'll meet in my future could never stand up to the obstacles I've been through in my past. Wow. But I'll say this, and I tell people all the time, is tell me what the job is, what the task at hand. Let me close my eyes and go to work. You will not find another man that will outwork me.
Well, more people have to be like you, Terry. That's for sure. You have to hang on with us for another segment, Terry. It's just so interesting to talk to you. But we have to remind our viewers to watch us on OnPointLive.net.
That's the kind of guy I want on my team, right next to me.
Yeah, don't forget HarmonyCheese.com, our big sponsor. Man, try that great cheese. Until next time, you know, we'll be right back. Right, Jackie?
That's
so
right.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit onehour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. founder Mark Gus Scott, chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
There are low prices, and then there are Kohl's lowest prices of the season. I got myself a comfy tee for just $4.99 and a stylish dress for 50% off. Then I found my husband a pair of shorts for under $17. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. Yup, it doesn't get better than Kohl's lowest prices of the season. So go check them out before it's too late. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end May 18th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Well, welcome back to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Jackie, we've got such a great guest here. We'd have him on all day if we could.
Absolutely.
But you had a few more questions asked Terry Robiskie, great 40-year NFL coach, Hall of Famer, 5 years. Yeah. I mean, he's got
Vince, what this, a but think about this, Vince, for you and I.
Yeah.
This is kind of like a like a triangle. Think about this. Uh-huh. We're all born the same year.
That's right.
Old school. We all played in during the same time. And just, getting to hear, and this is the first time we've really ever gotten to hear Terry Robiskie's story from him. And the passion in which he shares these things with us, I think it matches some of the things that I saw in you as a player. It matches some of the things, the feelings I had as a player. There's an intensity and a focus with Terry as a coach that, you could see why he was a good player.
Something special, Jackie. Somebody that just is a great guy, a great guy to hang around with, a great teammate.
Right.
Terry, and you live out here in Southern California now, I think, right? You're away from Louisiana.
Yes. Yes. Wow.
So you're not too far from us.
No, I live in Tarzana, but I'm jealous of you guys out here talking about the sunshine, Newport Beach this weekend, all the sunshine.
No, I don't live in Newport Beach. I was just vacationing there for a
weekend. Trust me, Terry, you could move right on down there where we live because I understand that you have a suite up there at SoFi Stadium. Is that right?
Yes, I go there. I'm at every game. I see you guys there. I go there every week to see the Rams, watch the Rams and whoever's playing, even the Chargers. I enjoy it. I love the game, and I still enjoy it and I still love it. I just know it was time for me to get out. I hear you guys constantly talking about this Harmony Cheese.
You're going to get some of that.
Try some, Terry, for sure.
I'm about to say, when I was coaching, I could have used that to see. When I was coaching, you talk about what we got in common, all old school. We all old school. Well, Jackie, yourself, on Tuesday used to be that day off. Well,
right.
My receivers know all the time. The wife is like, where you going? Today's Tuesday. I'm going to work. What are you talking about? Coach Robiskie says, the bank charges interest on Tuesday. We working on Tuesday. I'm just taking a day off. Ain't no day off. So I used to have, but when my guys came to work, my guys always enjoyed coming to work on Tuesdays. Tuesdays was our meat day. I meet with them for about 2 hours. Sometimes I'd bring Popeyes fried chicken, but sometimes I'd bring cheese and cracker. I could have used some of that Harmony cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I could have used some of that Harmony cheese. So we worked every day, man. My guys worked 7 days a week, and that was my philosophy. Nobody in the world would outwork me, and I told my guys, if you don't come to this room to work, don't come.
Terry, just think about that. And with it, nowadays, with the NIL, the kids being spoiled with the NIL money and everything, man. And then the salaries that these kids are getting. Yes. If you ask one of these guys, and they limit the number of padded practices that a player can participate in. If you ask some of these guys nowadays to come in on Tuesday to sit down and learn football, you might as well just be out. You might as well just be crazy because they ain't going to do that.
Yes.
There's nobody going to do that on a Tuesday. No. They got to have great respect. Listen, Terry. I want to just back up just a little bit, and once again to congratulate you on being a member of the inaugural Hall of Fame Awards of Excellence class. You went in, Terry. I want to share with you that I know some of the men that were some of those men that went in with you. You went in with Alice Gibbs. You went in with Jimmy Ray, Fritz Shermer, Ernie Zampezi, and yourself. Now at the Rams, I was coached by Jimmy Ray, Fritz Shermer, and Ernie Zampezi. And those are three of the most special interactions as coaches that I had in the 20 years that I played. And you belong right there with these guys. You belong yes. right there with these guys. These guys were special. Yes. And for you to be, just me thinking about Jimmy Ray and Fritz Schirmer, Ernie Zampezi, and to know you were with that inaugural class, it speaks volumes to me about the type of man, type of coach, the type of presence, the type of contribution that you made. And so I personally want to congratulate you on your efforts. Now, I want to move on, Terry, and I want to ask you, because one of the things, you know, as a player like I was for all those years, you know, I got comfortable understanding what kind of personalities that I need to have at this position, what kind of personalities I needed to have on our team at that position. I didn't want no soft-spoken cornerbacks. I wanted them to be brash. I wanted them to be arrogant. Right. I wanted them to be egotistical because they gotta they're going to get beat, and they got to be able to come back from it. And by the same token, I didn't want no loud-mouth offensive lineman. I wanted a guy that was going to keep his mouth shut, understand how vulnerable he was, and spend his days working to dominate people. Now, you had the opportunity to coach some of the best of all times. But just to mention a few of the guys that you coach, Marcus Allen, Deion Sanders, Julio Jones, and Roddy White. And you coach Vince Evans, one of the young black quarterbacks that I remember playing in the early part of my career. I mean, talk to me about the difference in your interaction with these guys and maybe the guys who weren't Hall of Fame caliber players.
Well, I tell you what, Jack, I've had fun doing it all, and that's what I love mostly when people talk to me a little bit about, oh, man, you missed out, you wasn't a head coach. It's okay. You know, I accept that. I look at it. Speaking to you and listening to you telling me, like you said, I'm one of the first coaches in that group to be inducted into Pro Football Hall of Fame. I love it. That's an absolute love for me that I was one of the first. But I tell people this, man. You know, those guys that we mentioned, the Marcus Allen, the Bo Jacksons, and Deion Sanders, those guys that I coached, the world knows those guys. You know what I mean? But here's what I'll say, Jack. The fact that I was never a head coach, I was recognized as one of the greatest assistants that ever did it. The thing that I love most and more than anything in the world is the two or three guys that I've taken. I coached a guy in Atlanta. Jack, I coached a guy in Atlanta who was a walk-on free agent. When I got to Atlanta, when I got to the Falcons, he was making $180,000. That was his salary. I took that guy under my wing like Al Davis did me. And I took him out there and I made him meet me on the field, a receiver. I made him meet me on the field 6:30 in the morning. And I started working with him and working with him and working with him. Today, Jackie, that guy that was making $180,000 a year, that guy's worth over $10 million.
Wow.
He was a walk-on free agent. He wasn't the first-round draft choice. He was a walk-on free agent. Wow. I took a guy that was drafted in the fifth round. I took that guy under my wing, and I made him come in. I made him go to work. And listen to me, Jack. That guy signed a contract many years ago. He signed a contract for $5 million. He said, Coach, I don't know what to do with no $5 million. I've never had that. I said, tell me what you're going to do. I sat him down in my office. I wrote it down on a piece of paper. Right. This is what you're going to do. Today, Jack, that guy is worth over $200 million.
Wow.
That same guy. He wasn't a first-round draft choice. You understand? So when I look back at me and Terry Rubisky, those are the things I smile about. Mm-hmm. I don't frown about the fact that I wasn't a head coach. I smile about the fact that I know the men whose lives I've touched. I walk around, I tell people I ought to put a shirt on my back because I believe in my heart the only two people in the world that has helped athletes become richer than I have is a guy named Pat Riley and a guy named Don King. They're the only two guys in the world that's made more money for poor athletes than me.
Wow.
And I believe that deep down inside my heart, and I believe it until I die. So when I got inducted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I had some friends came to me and said, man, you ought to do a documentary. So that's what I've been working on the last 15 months. I got a documentary I'm trying to do. And funny or not, I think the name of the documentary is, it's the last line I heard when I interviewed for a head job years ago. I interviewed for 7 hours. That man interviewed me for 7 hours, Jack. And at the end of that 7 hours, at 1 o'clock in the morning, he said, I just can't pull the trigger to hire you, man. This is the greatest interview I've ever did. Mm. He said, but Terry, if I give you this job, my daddy would turn over in his grave to know that I hired a black man to be the head coach. I said, what are you trying to tell me, man? I'm too black to lead. I'm too black to come lead your team. And he just looked at me. He said, my daddy would turn over in his grave if I did that.
Unbelievable.
And that's what I think the title of my documentary is going to be. And that's what I'm working on now. but I have no ill feeling about nobody nowhere else in the world, because I know there's a lot of young men that I met them, they were boys.
That's
and
right.
I tell people all the time, my success that I look at is who was that individual when I left and who was that individual when I got there. When I got there, he was a little boy, maybe had a diaper on. But when I left, he was a grown man. And I know what he's doing for society today, and I love him all to death. That's me. That's just who I am.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, Terry. I mean, you know, most coaches today don't develop young players like you did. You had this aura about yourself that you have to strive to be for excellence, and it requires a lot of hard work. But you know what? After when you were coaching 17, 19 years, you moved on from Oakland. You went to you went to the Redskins, then the Browns. Al Lerner, the late Al Lerner, who was the owner of that team, he said he heard a lot of special things about you, and he wanted his organization to be special. So he had to have you come join them. That had to mean a lot to you, for a guy to have that kind of response and that kind of admiration for you, want to bring you to their program. I think you still have a lot of respect for something like that.
Absolutely. And I've been fortunate. I'll tell you the truth, Vince. I've been fortunate, like I told you before. Al Davis called me personally and said he was drafting me, and he did. I went to Cleveland, like you said. I went to Cleveland. Bush Davis called and we chatted. But at the end of the day, Al Lerner called me and said, Terry, whatever it takes to get you to come to Cleveland, I beg you to come. My organization needs you. And that was from Al Lerner, who owned the Cleveland Browns. And lo and behold, my last year that I was in Atlanta, a guy named Arthur Blank called me. I didn't have no time left on my contract. I was getting ready to leave. I was going home. I was going to coach for the Saints. I had called Sean Payton and told Sean I'm coming. And Al, I'm sitting down in my office at my desk. And I'm sitting there, and Arthur Blank called me. The head coach didn't call me. Arthur Blank called me. Mm-hmm. And he says, Terry, we've changed coaches. And I've changed coaches one or two times here. But I'm going to ask you. I'm asking you as a friend, not an employee. I'm asking you as a friend. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. My organization needs you. And when he called me and said that to me, I called Sean Payton and said, I ain't coming home. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay here with Mr. Blank. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I told Mr. Blank that day, he called me. I said, I'm going to promise you what I promise all. I will do everything I can in my power to make your organization win a Super Bowl trophy, because I want to see you riding down Peachtree Industrial in a convertible with that trophy in your hand. I'm going to do everything I can to help you do that.
Unbelievable.
Because that's what it meant to me to have that guy call me.
Unbelievable.
Jackie, we got to get Terry's impression about what the game's like today. You know, he's been coaching so many years. I mean, back in the day, you know, history repeats itself. When we first came into the league, Terry, you know how much emphasis there was on offensive line, defensive line, you know, that kind of thing. Now you see Philadelphia Eagles asserting themselves with the running game. The game was becoming more wide open. What's your feeling of what's happened in today's football?
Yeah, and I think today's football is funny. I sit, like I told you guys, I go to every game, pretty much every game at SoFiTel. I sit there and I watch it. I just laugh. I think it's a whole new game. It's a different game. I think, Jackie, you know yourself, back in our days, you had another great friend of mine. You've been with two of them, Henry Ellen. Henry Ellen was one guy I had in my meeting room, and I love him to death.
Oh, Henry
Dickinson's one of my best friends. E.D. is one of my best friends. You know what I mean? But it was always for us. Even when I was the coordinator in 2018, the coordinator in Tennessee, we were going to put our will on people. It was our will that we're going to run this thing. And I'll tell guys going to the game, I don't know how many plays we're going to have, but we're going to run that ball 40 times. We're going to run it 40. So y'all decide, you know, how many passes y'all want to throw. We're going to run it 40 times going to the game. We're gonna
put our will. It's going back to that running game again, Terry.
Back to the running game, man, we had to do it. You know what I mean? But the game has changed so much, man. And that's why a guy like myself, I'm not in it. I'm coaching in Jacksonville. I've got a running back. It's the last game of the season. I've got a little running back that's been playing for me. And we over there, and this running back comes out, and he looks like he's fat. I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, why you look so fat today? He went and wrapped himself up and put a body pad on, some pads underneath,
that running,
you know, like underneath his shirt.
That's
and
it,
I'm
baby.
Like, what are you doing? You know, and he says, oh, coach.
Rough and tough, Terry. Myself. Rough and tough, Terry. We're so glad to have you on our show. We got a hookup. I hope you enjoy our treats, especially those Harmony Cheese treats that we've got. We have a little bottle of wine for you from Ferragamo Wine. So thanks again, Terry, for being on the show. That's On Point Live. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Well, welcome back to On Point Live. We're here in studio with our special guest, Terry Robiski. And Terry, you know, we're right in the middle of NBA championship basketball, and Jackie's got a couple questions to ask you. What's your favorite team?
Well, it's not like you have that much time, Terry. I just wonder. Yeah. First of all, I want to thank you personally for being willing to come on, and I hope to see you here in Los Angeles and in the coming months and weeks and years and all of that. Now, tell me this. I know you got to be watching some basketball. Yeah. Who's your favorite team? Who do you like to finish this thing out by being champions?
Well, going into it, my favorite was the Lakers, but now I'm pulling for the Knicks. I've got to pull hard for the Knicks because one of my dear friends is running their team. He's the GM and running the whole organization, and I got to pull hard for him. I've been knowing him for a long time, and I've got to pull for him. I wish him the best.
Well, that Bronson is playing some good basketball.
Oh, he really
Jason
is.
Tatum,
basketball.
You know, getting hurt. I just broke my heart to see him go down with that Achilles. And when I saw him fall, Terry, it looked to me like it was an Achilles tear, and it sure enough was. But, you know, it's unfortunate for the Celtics. They were the odds-on favorite. But now you got to like the Thunder in the West as well. They're taking it to the Nuggets. I mean, that's going to be a series. And, well, we're going to wait and see what happens with the Timberwolves and the Warriors, too. So
Vince, I think if I was betting money, I'd bet my money on the Thunders. But I'm not betting money. I'm just betting my heart.
Well, that Twin Towers. That shows you the depth that they have, and they put everybody in there.
You can't win without bigs.
Yeah, and how about OGA?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, he's unbelievable, man. SGA is unbelievable.
Yes,
man, he's so smooth.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, Terry, it was great to have you on the show. Like Jackie said, we hope to hook up down the road one of these days, since you're not too far away from us, and wake up for some wine and cheese,
anytime.
Watch a game. But we want to thank you again for joining us, and we want to thank
all
our visitors for joining in.
Anytime,
as well. Make sure you visit our website.
Appreciate you guys. Anytime you need me, call me.
All right. You got it, buddy. Thanks so much. Visit our website, onpointlive.net. Jackie, check us out on our YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe to onpointlive.net. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at on.point.live. So for all of us here in the studio and everybody around town, you know, Jackie, we want to thank Harmony Cheese again, you know, for those wonderful treats that we always get.
Outstanding.
And, you know, I mean, people enjoy watching us. Don't forget to, you know, send us an email. Corey made a point about emails, and we're always glad to be on with everybody, and hope we can bring you a show again next week. So what will we say, Jackie, for all of our viewers?
Stay on point.